Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from our Pensacola studios here in the CIE in downtown. And I am surrounded by a whole cast of characters at this table, and I'm going to let them go around the horn and introduce themselves. So, by all means, Tiffany, have at it.
Good afternoon. I'm Tiffany Sullivan with Legal Shield.
Kristen Taylor, Marketing Manager for Cox Business.
Kristen Longley, Director of Public Affairs for Cox.
Fantastic. Okay, so Tiffany, tell us what your world's been a little crazy lately. So I know Tom, and that's why I know your world's been a little crazy lately. But tell me what brings you here to the table.
A couple of different things. Thank you so much for allowing me to come and talk today. Basically, I've been an attorney for 14 years, and one of the greatest obstacles that I've had to overcome is that half the people that call my office or come into my office with a true legal need do not have the means to pay for a lawyer to represent them. And so when I found out about Legal Shield, I was very excited and I wanted to get on board. Legal Shield offers people a membership where they can have access, equal access to the legal system without taking out a loan to do so. Mm-hmm.
So you've practiced law, you've been all the way through it, like you've got the legit papers, right? And and my understanding is that you're not doing the practice, you're doing this now.
Yes, sir. I actually practiced with a
firm.
Oh,
wait, you can't call me sir. We can't do that.
It's a Southern thing. I practiced with a firm here in Pensacola for 12 years, opened my own practice 2 years ago, and operated that practice for 2 full years before shutting it down completely on August 1st and going full-time with Legal Shield.
That's awesome.
It's been a fun ride.
So tell me what strikes people to really do Legal Shield as opposed to just hiring a lawyer or like what's the good stuff in it?
So the good stuff is we know that the gap between the need for access to the legal system and the actual access is not a black or white matter. It's a green matter. It's mm-hmm. money, right? And so a lot of people do not have the money that it takes. They don't have $200, $300 an hour to hire an attorney, much less consult on a part-time basis with an attorney about their legal need. And so they'll either sweep it under the rug or ignore it until it snowballs into a situation that they can no longer ignore. And at that point, then they're looking at, you know, taking out loans to hire attorneys. Whereas if they have this service, they have monthly they pay a monthly fee to have unlimited access to a law firm for consultation needs. They write letters on your behalf. They make phone calls on your behalf. They do your estate planning for you. So it really does create an equal access opportunity for people that otherwise would not have that access.
So I could use it for any legal need that I have? Or is there restrictions here?
Actually, there are no restrictions. The attorneys are going to be upfront with you and let you know whether or not it's of benefit for you to proceed with whatever your issue is. Everything is covered. The question is it a fully covered matter, which means you don't come out of pocket for anything, mm-hmm. or is it at a discounted rate? And that's going to be a 25% discounted rate. So your worst case scenario is that you're entering into a situation where you're hiring an attorney at a 25% discounted rate.
Right. Which, let's face it, is a lot of money.
That's a lot
right?
of money.
Because 25% of a lot of money is still a lot of money.
A lot of money.
So why are you finding it, you know, and I said, you know, it's a gap and it's a green one, but why are you finding it so, and I don't want to say easy because I know you're out there and you're working hard, but it seems to be easy to be getting the people on board with this. Like, I don't think it's like a no-brainer, isn't it?
It really is a no-brainer, especially for me and my experience with clients that truly needed help but couldn't afford the help, and an attorney that really wants to help but can't afford to work for free.
Right.
I've actually worked for peanuts. That's a true story. Actual boiled peanuts. So
that might not be a bad gig, though, if you really like boiled peanuts.
You can only take so many peanuts. And I'm a J girl. But being able to be passionate about it, and mm-hmm. I'm very passionate about it. When I found out about it and I said, well, you know, I can go and help protect families at a rate that they can afford, and I can get paid to do that. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'll just go tell everybody that I know. And that's pretty much what I've done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so here you are.
Here I am.
So do any of y'all use Legal Shield at all?
No, I'm not familiar. But I did have a question of what are most of the reasons people, like, do you have specific categories of interest that people tend to use Legal Shield for?
I sure do. That's a great question. if I go into a group of people, I can almost always get interest, peak interest with three questions. Have you updated your will recently? And most people are going to look at me with that blank stare because they don't even have a will. And that's really important, especially if you have a family. Having a will in your estate planning documents, super important. The other thing I say is, have you had a traffic violation ticket, a speeding ticket ever? Almost every person has. And so that's a fully covered matter where they'll send the attorney to court for you with the goal of having it thrown out altogether, but at the very least having the points reduced against your record so that your insurance doesn't go up. And the final one is family law matters, divorce, child custody, adoption. All of those things are things that you can consult with your attorney about. So those are the three major topics that almost everyone is either familiar with or has been in the recent past.
So, okay. And you've grown really quick with this, obviously. So how does it work? Like, how did you find Legal Shield? Did somebody call and say, hey, do you need a lawyer?
No, actually, I am currently the chairman of the board of the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce. And so I participate in a lot of chamber events. I was at a business after hours, and a great friend that, well, now friend of mine, Tom, came up to me and introduced himself, and he was wearing a little tag that said Legal Shield, and I'd never even heard of it before. Mm-hmm. So I asked him, you know, what is Legal Shield? And he explained a little bit like I've done today and asked me if I was interested, and I said no, but inside I was definitely interested. Mm-hmm. And so I went back.
So you're like, uh-oh, I got competition, right?
Right. And so I started researching the company and found that the principles of the company, the value, the history of the company, it was just very stable. And so I thought, well, let me just check into the lawyers that mm-hmm. you know, work for the company. And I found them to be some of the top rated lawyers across the country. And so at that point, it became a no brainer to me that I wanted to be involved. And that's when I got involved.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about, because you said the chamber. So let's talk about your involvement with them. You're head of the board this year, aren't you?
That's what they tell me.
Yeah.
For now. They haven't fired me yet.
All right. So what does that entail?
Well, we have numerous big events throughout the year, starting in the beginning of the year with our change of command dinner. We have a huge 4th of July event. We have a huge golf tournament, which is coming up
Friday. We'll
yes.
be there.
Big event. Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're going to broadcast from the 18th hole.
Awesome. Oh, that's the big one.
Yeah, well, that's the, you know, you catch them coming off the course. It's a lot more fun than when they're starting.
Yeah. we have lots of events throughout the year. We have multiple different groups that participate in to go out and get new members, promote new membership. We have weekly networking meetings, business after hours, mm-hmm. Lunches, breakfast, and it's a great way to get involved in the community and or to promote your business. It's a great, great organization.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about your involvement, because there's this building fund thing that you have hinted at. So tell everybody what that is.
Yeah. So the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce currently sits in a building that is very old, and we have very little space. Our parking lot overflows every time we have a meeting there. So we've been looking for years at the potential of building a new building.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, the board has gotten very serious about that and started looking at ways to raise money to do that, looking at different properties that are available on which we can build. And so basically what my husband and I decided is that we would like to contribute to that. I stood before the whole group of the chamber in January when I was being sworn in as the chairman of the board, and I said, I really want to get this building built. And so basically we have been tremendously blessed over the past 2 months with the Legal Shield business, and we've decided that we want to partner with the chamber so that we've set up a website. So if any chamber member decides to sign up with Legal Shield, they use this site, and 50% of all of our commissions will then go back, be donated back to the building fund until such time as that building is complete.
Very cool. Like, way to bring a solution to a problem, right? So are you finding a lot of momentum with that?
We just actually got the website up and running at the end of last week, and we've already signed up like 5 people through the website.
All right. Well, 5 in 4 days isn't bad. That's one a day almost. Yeah, if not more.
I have a question about that. Where do you think you'll put the new building? Do you think it will be more in South Santa Rosa County or in Milton Pace area?
Well, you know, for a long time, a very, very long time, the building has been located in Milton. We are now looking at a location that is more central to all of the county. We love being in Milton. They've been super supportive of us. But we want to try to position the building in a location that is more centralized so that people from Pace can get to it quickly, people from Milton, and then you've got Jay way up in the north and Gulf Breeze way in the south. And so we're trying to create find a location that is conducive to all of those different areas, as well as the chamber also serves not just as a chamber, but as a tourist office. And so we're trying to find a location that also would be located in a place where people that are coming into the area either on vacation or looking for a place to, you know, change to their residence. And so we're trying to find a location that makes it easily accessible for those visitors as well.
So, and you've got a pretty decent military presence up there as well, too.
Great military. Great military. In fact, a lot of our events that we do are centered around military, military affairs, military families. Mm-hmm. We love our military.
Yeah. And I know that they play a big part with the chamber as well, because we're a member of the chamber. And so I know when I was there, going through a lot of the business cards, which is what I do, because we send out invites to have people on and talk about who they are. There were a lot of commanders and lieutenants and those that were either now doing defense stuff or doing civilian work, but were all military related. It amazed me actually, because even some of the other chambers, I have not seen such a large community involvement with the chamber on the military side in that business sense.
I think one of the things that Santa Rosa County has really, really recognized is that the military is the heart and soul of our community on multiple different levels. Obviously, you know, they go to work every day to protect us, but also they're here every day building our community mm-hmm. and supporting our community. And so we've tried to make a very focused effort on recognizing not only the sacrifice, but the investment that they have in our community and the way that they improve our community. And so we try to do a lot to give back to them. And one of the events that I failed to recognize is our military appreciation picnic that we do every May, where we go out and basically just put on a ginormous party for military members and their families. And that's always a great event.
Yeah. Okay. So what's next in your world?
Who knows?
Right. So, well, what's next in the Legal Shield world for you? You got any events or anything coming up? Or
we have our annual convention coming up in March, and we're always out meeting with our team members. We have a meeting tonight, actually right here on Cervantes, 1805 Cervantes, the events place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 7 o'clock. If you want to come out and join us and see what's going on in the Legal Shield world, we have an amazing speaker all the way from Birmingham. His name's Alex Shaheed. He's a, regional manager in the business, and he's a phenomenal speaker. I got to hear him last night, and he's going to be there tonight. So 7 o'clock at the event place. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
1805 West Garden Street.
So he'll speak, and then anybody that wants to learn about Legal Shield or sign up or become a, what's it called, an associate, I guess?
There are a couple of different ways you can join the company. One is just a member, if you just want to be covered by the service. And one of the things I failed to mention is it's not just legal protection. We have identity theft protection as well. And, you know, identity theft is the fastest growing crime in the United States right now. Everybody has either been impacted mm-hmm. by it or knows someone who has. Well, our company partnered with a company called Kroll, which is one of the top-rated identity theft investigators in the world. They do all the background checks for the CIA, the FBI. And so they do all of your identity monitoring. But in the event that there is a breach, they do full restoration. Mm-hmm. So that's what sets them apart from other companies that just monitor your identity. They do full restoration, and they back it by a $5 million service guarantee.
Sweet. So and let's face it, that's a hassle, right? Like 2 seconds to steal your identity, 5 years to get it back.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So you can, a couple of different things you can do. You can join as a member. You can get covered by the service. Or if you're, and when you get covered by the service, guys, trust me, you're going to go out and tell people about it anyway. Mm-hmm. So why not get paid to do it? You can join as an associate, and you can get paid to go out and tell people about it as well.
Okay. So what's an average service cost me?
You as an individual can sign up for the legal protection for less than $20 a month, and that covers you, your spouse, your child up to the age of 18 that lives with you, or up to the age of 23 that's fully enrolled in college. The identity theft protection you can get for $9.95 to cover you, or $18.95 to cover your entire family. So basically, you can cover your entire family for legal protection and identity theft protection for less than $40 or one trip to McDonald's mm-hmm. a month.
Or one trip to McDonald's a month. You know, that's the truth, right? Remember when McDonald's used to be cheap. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's just say I own a business. Like, what does Legal Shield do on the business side of things?
Legal Shield has a small business plan that covers businesses with employees up to 100. So our plan is geared towards the smaller businesses. Mm-hmm. And so we have a couple of different options depending on the type of business that you run and the number of employees you have. But you're looking at the low end, $75, or the high end, $125. Again, a consultation with an attorney is going to cost you more than that.
Sure. Don't have to pay retainer first, right?
Correct.
So I can use it for my business to help me file LLCs or business papers or articles or all that good stuff. But my understanding is that you could also add it as a benefit to the employee.
Yes. In fact, I have a couple of businesses now and a couple of governmental entities that offer it as a payroll deduct benefit to their employees, either as a fringe benefit, which the employer pays it, or mm-hmm. as an optional benefit for the employee to choose to have it deducted from their payroll.
Very cool.
And when you do that and you set it up in groups like that, they even get a more discounted rate.
All right. So if anybody were interested in finding out some more and maybe couldn't make it to your event tonight, where would we send them to? She's looking. She's digging.
Okay, so I have my website is www.tiffanysullivan.biz. It's TiffanySullivan.biz. And you can find out everything that you want to know about the different options, either mm-hmm. individual, business, family there. And you can also sign up on the website as well.
Okay. And then what if they just need to, can they reach you through there too? Like because I know a lot of people like face to face with this kind of stuff.
Yes. Actually you can email me at Tiffany@TiffanySullivan.biz or reach me on my telephone, which is 850-380-8838.
That was brave. She just gave out the cell phone number.
It's on my business card.
Can't escape it, huh? Well, great. Well, Tiffany, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Stick around for a little bit. We're going to find out all about what Cox has got going on here. So
thanks.
I'm going to lay it on you guys. Tell me the story.
Well, I'm Kristen Taylor with Cox Business, and Cox Business is the business services arm of Cox. So we offer data, video, and voice services to local businesses. And since 2015, Cox Business has been putting on this event called Get Started in all of our markets across the country. Mm-hmm. And so far, we've given out over $250,000 in cash and prizes. It is an entrepreneur event. So what we really want to do is cultivate that local entrepreneur spirit in our communities. And really, if you've ever seen the show Shark Tank, it's very similar to that. So local entrepreneurs will compete in front of a live audience and a panel of business and community leaders for a prize package here in Pensacola worth over $20,000.
Wow. What a young entrepreneur could do with 20 grand. Like, you can get a lot done, right?
You really can. And what's great about the prize package is that it not only includes $5,000 cash, but it also includes a year of Cox Business Services to help get your business started, as well as training and development services from the Studer Community Institute, video and production services from our advertising arm, Cox Media. Mm-hmm. And you will also be announced as the winner of Get Started Pensacola in 850 Magazine.
Very cool. Okay, so what's the criteria?
Well, really, you just have to have an idea or a startup or a unique way that you want to grow your business. Go to coxblue.com/Get Started Pensacola. Enter your idea. You mm-hmm. just put down some basic information in 250 words of why we should choose you to compete. We will select 5 finalists, and they will compete, and they will actually be given 2.5 minutes to pitch their idea. So,
which is not that long.
It's not that long, but if you have what it takes, it's enough. You know, and what we will actually provide for the finalists is some services to help hone their idea mm-hmm. into that 2.5 minute package from the Florida Small Business Development Center at UWF. So they will partner with the finalists to help get them ready for the mm-hmm. competition.
So what are some of the ones that have been successful from the past?
Well, I was recently at the Get Started Vegas mm-hmm. event, and the startup that won was called Fork and Spoon. And it was actually a nonprofit that had pop-up restaurants where you buy a meal and they give a meal to someone who's in need.
Oh, very cool.
So it was a really, really cool event. Last year in Gainesville, the winner of Get Started Gainesville was a company called Grammar Songs. Mm-hmm. And it was sort of a Schoolhouse Rock-ish type of business that developed grammar lessons into catchy songs to teach to children. Since they won, they've actually gotten a contractor, been working with a local mm-hmm. college to produce webinars where they can teach other teachers from around the country.
So I've always said, if I could remember my homework, like I could remember lyrics to songs, like I would be like genius right now. Yeah. So what a great idea, right? Because if we had studied that way in the beginning, I'm sure I would have retained a lot more than I did.
Yeah. And I mean, that's really all it takes to win is a unique idea and a great plan on how to promote it.
Okay. So when does this start? When did the submissions have to be in? All that good stuff. Some details.
I'm glad you brought that up. The submissions are due by this Friday at midnight.
So no pressure.
No pressure at all.
Well, it's only 250 words, so, you know.
It's just enough to get your foot in the door. And really, a lot of people, myself probably included, mm-hmm. would submit on the last minute.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Controlled chaos, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there an age limit?
There is no age limit.
Okay.
And I think any business in the area can apply. And we're really looking for applicants from Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, and Escambia County. So it's a huge opportunity for a business that's just getting started
yeah.
to really get a solid foundation. And I think they win regardless of whether they're chosen for the prize package. They win just from the exposure, having that opportunity to
yeah.
pitch their big idea, which I think anyone who goes into business, that's really what
yeah,
they
you
have
need
to hone that skill.
Yeah,
right?
You need a couple dry runs on that one, right? Or even not dry runs, but some stuff to learn from. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think they also win from getting exposure in front of Quint Studer, Dr. Mm-hmm. Sherry Hartnett. Some of the other judges on the panel are, you know, strong business leaders in the area.
Yeah.
The VP of Southwest Airlines is coming in, and she's also one of the judges. So I think it's a really esteemed group of
yeah.
judges, and just to have that opportunity to pitch to them is a good one too.
Yeah, and so, you know, one of the funny things too that you always hear about Shark Tank is that they may not have liked it for the show or for the panel, but you find out that some of these companies, as soon as they got home, got phone calls, right, from other investors or you know, hey, we couldn't do anything with you on the show, but we're still interested in what you have. So sometimes even if you lose, you win, right?
Yeah, definitely. You win in terms of the exposure.
Yeah.
There will be a live audience at the Pensacola Little Theater, and we encourage anyone who's interested in the business community to come out and see this opportunity and see all these businesses that are up and coming try to pitch. So I think it'll be a great event. It's November 2nd, and it's from 5:30 to 7. And we encourage as many people as possible to come out. You do need to register mm-hmm. to be in the audience. But it's very easy to do that at coxblue.com. Get started, Pensacola.
And you said this was the third year?
This is actually the first year
this
in
is the
Pensacola.
First? Okay.
Yeah.
But you were saying this is a nationwide thing. Like, so you said Gainesville and then in Vegas.
Gainesville, Vegas.
Yeah, are they all Cox driven?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
They're all Cox Business hosted events.
Okay. So what made them get into this?
Really just a drive to cultivate the entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what we do. Cox Business just won a JD Power and Associates Award for customer satisfaction in the very small business category. So that's our bread and butter.
Those are your people, huh?
They're our people, and we want them to succeed, and we want to help them succeed.
Very cool. All right. So Kristen, you were talking about some stuff that actually helps sort of the entrepreneurial small business flourish a little bit earlier in life. What's with the back to school stuff?
Great question. Thank you. So we not only want to promote small businesses in the Gulf Coast area, but we also want to start helping kids learn. So Cox has a great program called Connect to Compete. And we know that in hearing from the chamber and from our military community, that the educational system in our area is so critically important.
Mm-hmm.
So we've definitely heard that message, and we want to help be part of that solution. And this is a program that Cox launched in 2012. And since then, we have hundreds of families in the Gulf Coast area that we've connected with a low-cost internet offering. And I think we all know how much we use the internet to do research
yeah.
day in and day out. Well, the Escambia County Schools have an initiative where they're giving children third grade through 12th Chromebooks, which is great. I mean, that's a great tool to help them learn. It also helps them with not having to carry books home back and forth. But really, that's only limited to where they have an internet connection.
Right.
And so once they leave school, we want to make sure that kids that are on, you know, free or reduced lunch have that opportunity to have internet in their home. So it's a $9.95 a month price point, which is, you know, really nice for those families.
Sure. So how do they get signed up for that? How does that work?
There's a couple different ways they can reach. They can go to our website, connecttocompete.org/Cox. And I can also follow up with an 800 number as well, Keith, that I will get that to you.
Okay. So what's next for you guys? Like, the submissions are on due by Friday, and then you've got till what, November 2nd, they give their presentation?
Yes. So the following
week. So less than 30 days, yep, right? So yep. Submit it, and like that's total entrepreneurial spirit,
oh, yeah.
Right?
It's what they thrive on, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So we will notify the finalists next week, and we'll get them in touch with the Florida Small Business Development Center to hone their pitch. And on November 2nd, the event, it's a really exciting event. It starts with a networking hour, and we'll actually have an opportunity for the finalists to have a booth set up mm-hmm. during the networking hour to share their pitch with everyone. They'll be able to talk to other networkers there and really just get comfortable in the atmosphere before the event starts. And then it's really anybody's game after that. They'll get up and they'll pitch in front of everyone. The judges will score. The judges will get to ask them questions as well, clarifying questions in case they didn't answer the question before.
I think that's probably the hardest part for them, right? Is not knowing what questions are coming.
Yeah. And, you know, we have some firecrackers on the panel too with Quint Studer and Emily Lay on there. And these are very savvy business people.
Sure.
So I'm sure that it will be challenging, but fair. And they will score the winner, and the winner will get a huge check.
Like literally a big check,
it's
right?
It's literally a big check. You know, we like tradition, and the big check always gets good.
Go ahead, jump in.
Feedback.
I have a question. You mentioned earlier that there is a huge check. I'm wondering, will there be placed in like first, second, third? Are there multiple prize levels, or is there just a winner prize level? And then are there prizes in addition to the check, or is it just the money?
Well,
That was like five questions. I apologize. I have one question.
We have one winner. So the other finalists get the privilege of being able to pitch in front of everyone
right.
and get their idea out there. As we said before, there is a $5,000 cash prize as well as a year of Cox Business Services, video and production services from Cox Media, training and development services from the Studer Community Institute, including a one-on-one with Quint Studer, I think,
mm-hmm.
and an announcement as the winner in 850 Magazine. So you get cash, you get services to expand your business, and you also get a lot of great exposure.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's what we're hoping. Keith, maybe you can join us too. We'd like to have you at the event.
I think I'm here. I'm actually that weekend. So I have to move my dad some final mm-hmm. stuff. And so like it's like the parent call to action, like that you can't make excuses up for. But actually, I think I'm here on November 2nd, so I'm gonna have to come down and watch. I did the YEA and was one of the judges for that and got to ask some of the hard, difficult questions. And part of me felt really bad, right? Because those kids were up there just kind of squirming and tweaking out. But what a fun experience to go through. And had I had something like that growing up, I think it can only set you up for success, right? Because you've got to see sort of what's out there and where the world's heading. And then this huge entrepreneurial movement, which obviously I am knee deep in the middle of because we talk to all the businesses here as many as we can in Pensacola, is such a cool thing going on. And so watching people get to go through sort of the ringer, for lack of a better term, really sets them up for some success down the road, right? Because there's some people you may not even get 2.5 minutes with, let alone 250 words or, you know, chance to hone or train on it. So, you know, the things that you are doing to help promote in this community are fantastic. So yeah, let me check my calendar, see if we can't come down there and harass some people.
And the event is free and open to anyone who would like to come. We just ask that you register on our coxblue.com/getstartedpensacola.
Very cool. All right. So what's next for you guys after this? You got any big events coming up? I mean, other than the holidays, because that's everybody, right?
We have a lot of community events coming up. We're a sponsor of the AIR show. We're looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, they're homecoming, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's coming up in November. So
all right.
I think that's
That's a good start.
As always, the Christmas parade. We sponsor the Christmas parade every year.
That's right. So coming up, hoping for good weather this year.
Fingers crossed.
The Christmas parade.
Yeah, you guys looked out last year. In fact, I remember it being a little warm last year. So
it was nice last year. A couple years ago, a little rainy, but we're not.
Very cool. All right. Well, one more time, let's give them website addresses and phone numbers and all that stuff where we can send them if they're interested in anything that you'll have going on.
All right. Yep. If you would like to apply to pitch at Get Started or just register to attend, go to coxblue.com/Get Started Pensacola.
Okay. Tiffany, you want to give them one more round?
Yes. My website is www.tiffanysullivan.biz. My email is tiffany@tiffanysullivan.biz. And my phone is 850-380-8838.
Okay, you guys, and you can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pecola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. I want to thank all of our guests for coming in today. Did we miss anything?
I think we covered it.
All right, we're free and clear then. Okay, you guys, this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.